Blog Talk Radio.
It's coming in the-
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have the joy of the Lord on the inside of me. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons of New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. And our service time is 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. on Sundays. Amen. I welcome you to Woman Empowerment Prayer Line. God bless you. I'm also the founder of the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, and it is a privilege and an honor to come and pray for women everywhere every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Amen. The Lord gave me this scripture this morning. He led me to Psalm 51. I'm going to begin reading from verse 1. Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and clothe me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou desirest not as burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. My God, and that's Psalm 51 in its entirety, all 17 verses, and the psalmist is David, and he's crying out to the Lord, amen. And God just gave me that psalm to read in your hearing on today, because he wants you to know, woman of God, that your past is past, my God. And your past is over. You're no longer being held hostage to the things that you did in the past, the things that you did on yesterday. God is saying on you, to you on today, that today is a brand new day. Just go before the Lord and repent like David did, and God will wash away your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Our God is a merciful God. He wants you to know that his mercies are new every day. Amen. Hallelujah. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, as we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, then we have been washed with the blood of Jesus. We have been made clean by the Word. The Bible tells us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Amen. And that Word is Jesus. Amen. And we have been made clean by Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And David says, wash me with hyssop, and I will be made clean. Hallelujah. I shall be clean. God wants you to know, no matter what you've done, how many times you've done it, and who you have hath done it with, that he has washed you with his up. He has made you clean. Hallelujah. Wash me and I shall be made whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God that as filthy as we were, as dirty as we were, all of the things that we've done, that God has washed us and made us whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is our righteousness. I thank God for Jesus on today. And David said, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. I want to tell you on today that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Always in the middle of that trial, in the middle of the tribulation, in the middle of the backbiters, the haters, in the middle of the bills being due, in the middle of problems on your job or even problems finding a job, rejoice in the Lord. Begin to rejoice in God anyhow. Hallelujah. Some of you are being persecuted on the job, persecuted in the church, persecuted in your marriage. Some of you women are going through trials and tribulations with your children, trials and tribulations with your husband, trials and tribulations with that man who says that he loves you, but yet he is not showing it in his actions, and God wants you to rejoice in him. My God, stop leaning on people to give you the joy that only God can give you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Huh? The Bible tells us that God rejoices over you with singing. My God, that God has a great plan for you, that he takes pleasure in you, that he delights in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have to give God a mutual rejoicing. In other words, the joy that he's having over us, we have to have the same joy over him. We have to begin to enter into relationship with God. Hallelujah. And that is entered into by us praising him and rejoicing in him, by us opening our mouths to give him praise, to give the sacrifice of praise, hallelujah, to begin to give God, hallelujah, the fruit of our lips. That means I open my mouth and I say, God, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I magnify your name. Lord, I thank you for life today. Lord, I thank you for a roof over my head. Lord, I thank you for loving me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Pull on that joy. The devil wants to get you down. The devil wants to get you discouraged. The devil wants to get you doubting God, looking at your circumstances. The devil wants to deceive you into believing that your circumstances are bigger than your God. But I'm here today to tell you that your God is bigger than your circumstances. Hallelujah. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. Jesus cares for you, and he is the solution. He has the answer to every problem that you're facing on today. My God, hallelujah. Give that husband to God. Give those children to God. Give those bills to the Lord. Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Allow God to restore unto you the joy of your salvation. Do not allow the devil, through circumstances, through problems, through afflictions, through persecution, through your haters. Do not allow the devil to steal your joy. Hallelujah. My God, I remember being so broken and so disgusted. I remember being so discouraged that I didn't have my joy. Hallelujah. I was praising God anyhow, but I didn't have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Was being stolen from me bit by bit and piece by piece. Hallelujah. But I continue to press. I continue to praise God. I continue to open my mouth. I continue to shout to the Lord. I continue to raise my hands. I continue to go before the Lord like David and begin to cry out to God. God, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Hallelujah. And then one day I felt myself laughing, and I felt myself smiling, and the smile went throughout my very body, and the smile went all the way to my eyes, where I felt like for once in a long time I was smiling and I was feeling joy, real joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. And I thank God for restoring my joy, and I speak joy to you right now. God, I pray that you restore the joy of my sister's salvation. I pray, God, that you give her back her joy, the joy of the Lord, the joy that she had when she first believed, the joy that she had before she entered into this wilderness season, the joy that she had before problems came. I pray, Father God, that you restore my sister's joy right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is saying, hallelujah, he's upholding you. Even when you don't have joy, that he's upholding you with his free spirit, even in that time that is taking you to get restored. My God, God says he is holding you. When you can't carry yourself, God is carrying you. And God is saying to you on today, hallelujah, that he has a plan for you to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. He has a plan to use you for his glory. Hallelujah. The devil is coming against your joy because your anointing is wrapped up in your joy. Hallelujah. And I speak peace to you. I speak joy to you. I speak liberty to you. I speak, hallelujah, the joy of your salvation back into your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and open your mouth and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. God, I pray that you will open my sister's lips and allow her to praise you. Allow her to show forth your praise, to give you some praise. Hallelujah. In the middle of a trial, in the middle of the situation, in the middle of the hard times, in the middle of the hard places, God, allow her to open her mouth and give you praise. Hallelujah. If you praise God, he will show up. God says, I inhabit the praises of my people. Hallelujah. God is saying he's asking you for a sacrifice of praise on today, not the sacrifice of fasting, although fasting is good, and not the sacrifice of sowing, although sowing is good. But God says the sacrifice that he's looking for is the sacrifice of a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. My God, in the middle of where you are right now, in the middle of your despair, in the middle of everything that you're going through, I want you to know that God has you right where he wants you. Hallelujah. God has brought you to this place to get you to the place where you know that you cannot live without him. He wants to get you to the place where you know that he is your all in all, where you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is the friend that sticks closer than a brother, huh? Where you know that there is nobody that can do you like Jesus, where you know that God truly does have a great plan for your life, and that you know that God is going to bring you out of every tough situation, that God is going to take every circumstance in your life and use it for your glory, use it for your good. My God, and his glory. My God, go ahead and give God some praise. Hallelujah. God is going to get the glory out of even that which you're walking through on today, that has been trying to steal your praise, that which has been trying to take your joy. God says, I'm going to get the glory out of that. If you're broken today, if you have a broken and a contrite spirit, if you have humbled yourself before the Lord, he's getting ready to move on your behalf. God is getting ready to get the glory out of your life. Hallelujah. And he's making your enemies your footstool. God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your haters. Don't worry about your haters. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about the people who said you would never be anything. God is getting the glory in the middle of that situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus was broken in the garden, but God got the glory. Hallelujah. Daniel was broken in the lion's den, but God got the glory. Hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were broken in the fiery pit, in the fiery fiery furnace, but God got the glory. Hallelujah. Joseph was broken in the pit, but God got the glory. Esther was broken in the palace, but God got the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mary was broken when she had to go back and tell Joseph that she was pregnant and it wasn't his baby, but God got the glory. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to out there? No matter what you're going through on today, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always, because God is getting the glory. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, hallelujah, for this word, hallelujah, of exhortation that you have had me to speak into the life of my sister, Lord. I thank you, hallelujah, for restoring her strength. I thank you, Lord, for impartation of joy right now. I thank you, Lord, for the rejoicing that's going forth. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that my sister, hallelujah, is feeling her strength coming back, oh God, even though the devil meant it for evil. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for turning her trial around for your good. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for watching over her household, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for watching over her children, for watching over her finances, Lord, for every need being met in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for rejoicing. I just feel a bubbling over of joy, an impartation of joy. Huh? Come into your house, come into your job, coming into your car, wherever you're listening by phone or if you're listening by computer, there's a spirit of joy that God is releasing to you right now. God says, rejoice. Hallelujah. Your breakthrough, ah, my God, your breakthrough has arrived. Ah, God has released breakthrough to your house, ah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for breakthrough in the name of Jesus. That everything that the devil tried to hold back is being released, my God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God says, I'm opening doors that no man can close. I am releasing to you everything that you have prayed for. I have heard your prayer, your prayers that come up before me, my God. Hallelujah. And God is saying, I am releasing the answer to your prayers. Hallelujah. 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 That thing that you've been laboring over, you've been asking me, when, God, when? Hallelujah. This is your time. This is your season. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you for my sister. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. That sister, that woman, you've been crying over your kids. God says, great is the peace of your children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for my sister. I touch and agree, Father God, with her in the prayer that she has lifted up for her children, oh God. Hallelujah. That her child will come to know you, oh God. That her child will come in, oh God. Hallelujah. Out of those gangs, off of drugs, out of that homosexuality. That her child will come in and come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for saving the children of every woman under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, for your hand of healing on the lives of our children. We come against ADD, oh God. We come against ADHD and all of those attention deficient diagnoses over our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for curing children, Father God, everywhere. Children who have, Father God, mental disorders and children who have been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's, and Father God, children who have been diagnosed with leukemia and other sicknesses, oh God, we pray healing over our children right now in the name of Jesus. Children who are dealing with anger issues and children who have been, oh God, hallelujah, affected and impacted by drugs and alcohol in the womb, oh God. We pray for children everywhere right now, children who are being bullied, oh God, in school, and children who are suffering with their studies, oh God. We pray for children, oh God, hallelujah, that our children will be excelling in their studies, oh God. Oh God, we break off every curse. I break off every hindrance that the enemy has put on our children in the name of Jesus. I come against teenage pregnancy and drug use, gang affiliation, and sex, my God, outside of marriage right now. We call our children holy and saved In the name of Jesus, I pray for every marriage, every husband, for every woman here who's married, God. I lift up her husband. We lift up our husbands on today, God, that you will keep our husbands safe from the adulterers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you keep our husbands safe for pornography. God, hallelujah. And influences, oh God, hallelujah, that are ungodly, keep our husbands safe, oh God, hallelujah, from the lure. Keep our husbands safe from the lure of sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep our husbands, Father God, faithful, oh God. Keep our husbands faithful to you. We're faithful to us, oh God. We cover our husbands against the wiles of the devil in the name of Jesus. We pray for finances. I pray for the finances of every woman. I declare every bill is paid, that riches and prosperity are in their homes in the name of Jesus, that they shall prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I lift up every woman to you right now. I declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper. I speak to the mind of every woman. I speak peace to the mind of every woman. I speak joy to the heart of every woman. I break off every yoke, every stronghold, hallelujah, that has tried to take my sister captive. I break it off in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I come against the childhood molestation. I break off the shame of her childhood. I break off my God, God is saying for every woman who has been molested, he breaks off that yoke that has been on your life, all of your life. He says to you, that little girl, get up, get up, get up, get up. You are a victim. You are a victim no longer. Hallelujah. That molestation was not your fault. For every woman who was raped, that rape was not your fault. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. And he's been lying to you. It's not your fault. And you are free in Christ and free indeed. In the name of Jesus, I break it off. I break off every attachment, every illegal attachment that has attached itself to you during the course of your life. I declare and decree that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Every word curse that's been spoken over your life, every negative word that's been spoken over your life, I break it off. I break the curse. I break it off in the name of Jesus. I break it off of you. I break every shackle. I break every chain in the name of Jesus. I declare total liberty over your life right now in the name of Jesus. No longer a victim. No longer a victim. No longer a victim. No longer a victim in the name of Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak prosperity over your life. I speak prosperity, the prosperity of the Lord. Everything that you touch will prosper. Woman of God, I speak the blessings of the Lord over your life. I speak the favor of God over your life. I speak the prosperity of God over your life. Everything that you touch shall prosper. Go forth, go forth, go forth. Start that business. Cut the CD. Write the book. Go forth. Go forth. Put in the application. Go forth. Go forth. Apply for that loan. Apply for that scholarship. My God. Hallelujah. And God said, don't even apply for the loan, because he's going to give you an entrepreneur idea, my God, where you won't need the loan. My God. God's getting ready to bring increase into your life. My God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for my sister. I thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness to you, oh God. I pray for her, God. I pray for my sister, God. Give her the ability to stand against the wiles of the devil. Give her the ability to keep pushing. Don't give up. Don't quit. God is saying to you, it's too soon to quit. My God, you're on the verge of a breakthrough. My God, breakthrough has been released in the heavenly realm and is getting ready to meet you in the natural realm. It's getting ready to meet you. Do not quit. Continue to persevere. Keep pressing. Keep moving forward. Keep pushing. My God, keep praying. Keep praising God. Huh? Keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Keep trying. Try again. If it seems like you fail, God is saying, pick it up. Try it again. My God, don't give up. Huh? In the name of Jesus. Huh? So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this time of prayer for women. For my sisters, oh God, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing me to pray for women. I feel God breakthrough. My God, oh God, oh God, somebody's getting their joy back. Oh God, somebody just got their joy back. Somebody just got their praise back. Somebody just got a breakthrough in the atmosphere. My God, hallelujah. Somebody just got their faith back. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing on this prayer line. Even the archives are anointing. The sister who didn't hear it live, but you're listening to the archives, God is saying you're blessed in the city and you're blessed in the field. You're blessed in all that you do. You're blessed in your house and you're blessed when you go out. My God, you're blessed in the marketplace, on the job. You're blessed in the wherever you go. Hallelujah. And whatever you do, you're blessed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, walk in your blessing. God says, walk in my favor. Walk in my favor. Surely goodness and mercy are following you. Hallelujah. All the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, that is my word. God is saying my word is over your life. My word is over your life. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, I thank you for every woman that you sent to this prayer line. Even as this prayer line spreads and increases, as the thousands and the multitudes listen to these prayers on a weekly basis, Lord, we just praise you and we thank you and we magnify your name. Continue to have your way, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Well, God bless you. Your past is past. God says your past is past. He's restored your joy and you are walking in divine favor. My God. Hallelujah. Psalm 51 was our scripture on today. Go back and meditate on Psalm 51. Hallelujah. Stay humble before the Lord. Know that he has a great plan for you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Well, God bless you. This is Pastor Prophetess Rebecca Simmons, and we thank God for every woman who has come to this prayer line. Join us next Wednesday. You can call in 646-652-4832 at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Tell somebody, tell a woman, a sister that you love. Invest and invite a sister that you love about to this prayer line. My God, every Wednesday. My God, my church is New Creation Christian Ministries. We meet every Wednesday night, every Thursday night, and every Sunday. My God, Wednesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday is our Bible study, Word Explosion Bible study, prophetic Bible study. Thursday night is our restoration Bible study for addiction, any kind of addiction or a stronghold that might be trying to take control of your life. Sunday, my God, is our worship service from 12:30 until 2:30. My God, every single Sunday, 2 hours that will change your life. My God, from 12:30 until 2:30 every Sunday. We are at 1482 Maple Avenue, the church on the corner. My God, God bless you, my sister. We love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And God loves you. God loves you. God loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so that you would not perish but have life and have that life eternally. Amen. So believe in Jesus. Receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, and go forth, go forth, go forth. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Until next time, amen. We're going to play a song. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to play Praise Up. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed week. Until next week, amen. Hallelujah. Jay.